binoculars, use them to scan back and forth very near the western horizon.
Our program's called Stardate. Our show is written by Deborah Bird, and it's produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Good morning.
Yeah.
And this is the voice of Long Island.
That's right. I'm Mike Uhas.
And I'm Eric Corley, here with you, doing all kinds of interesting things. I really like that new theme of ours.
Yeah, how are your headphones
so
working?
Catchy. Oh,
mine's just working in one ear. Oh, there I go. I got the other ear now.
That's because I'm hitting this panel over here.
That's good. Just keep it. That's good.
Okay. Oh, they just went again. Well, things are a bit rough here.
I should run and get some other headphones or something. Steve Speck was...
No, these are the only two headphones in the whole studio. Hitting them against the console won't help. Yeah, hitting them against your head probably will. So how was your week this week?
Oh, the week this week?
As opposed to last week.
It was quite interesting. We had a whole bunch of us went into New York.
New York City?
Oh, yeah, on Monday. Monday evening. Went in to see the Wyndham Hill show. Featuring folks like George Winston and Daryl Anger and Scott Cusu and Alex DeGrassi and a whole bunch of others.
Sounds interesting. And how was the whole deal?
Very good. At the beginning, we stopped off to see Frank Burgert. And as you know, Frank Burgert is our chief engineer. Turn it down. Not up. That's good. I'm trying to give this guy hand signals. I'm trying to give him hand signals, and he doesn't understand what I mean. So anyway, we went in to see Frank. Now, it's not any big secret to anyone. He's not trying to keep the secret that he's an engineer with WKHK.
Really?
You didn't know that?
I sort of suspected, I must admit.
And we were getting a little tour of the WKHK radio studios, and... just walking around through the DJ lounge, you know, they have all their songs on cart.
Yeah.
And the first cart I looked at was Someone Loves You, Honey by Charlie Pride.
Not June Lodge.
By Charlie Pride, yeah.
Well, fortunately it wasn't June Lodge. That would have been strange.
Hi there. This is J.C. Lodge. And whenever I'm in Long Island, I listen to WUSB, Stony Brook.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you said the Charley Pride version, which we played a few weeks ago here.
That's true, we did. Yeah. We didn't hear it at WKHK, though.
No.
Somebody should get us new headphones for this station.
Yeah, well, let's stop talking about the headphones, because, well, people are hearing this through their speakers or through their cars or...
What is this?
Or whatever.
Oh. It's underneath us.
Well, that's something that the listeners will have to tell us.
This is
something, but, well, why don't you see if you can guess what it is?
Okay. Who, me? Or the listeners?
The listeners.
Okay.
You can see what it is. I mean, I'm holding it right in front of you, but, well, I think it's quite obvious that it's a soundtrack.
Come on the train, come on the bus, somebody please buy a ticket to us.
You know, that kind of a thing. You have to tell us what it is,
What's the prize?
The satisfaction of knowing that you're the smartest person in our audience this evening.
Okay. We'll even say your name on the air.
Yeah, we'll do that. I guess we can give out clues. You want to give out clues? Okay, here's a clue. Harry Gardino.
Harry Gardino?
Yes, that's a clue.
Lee Remick?
That's another clue. Okay, now that's about all the clues we can possibly give you. Let's give out the telephone number now in case someone wants to give a guess to this. This is what we're playing underneath us as we're talking.
Okay, 706-239.
What do you think?
What?
That's not our phone number.
Oh. Well, you didn't say it had to be our phone number.
It should be our phone. Well, someone's calling our phone number already, so apparently.
Well, why don't you just put yourself on hold and I'll
do that, but while I'm doing that, you give out the real phone number.
Okay.
Huh?
The real phone number here is area code 516, then 246-7901.
It was a dial tone, and the answer was incorrect. You got the phone number out. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Well, that's the deal as far as that goes. Now, you have to say something over the air because somebody is listening and they want to know something.
If I have change for $20.
Yeah, now, someone called up before and is going to be seeing you later on.
Well, let's see. He owes me, what, $12.86, I think, the gentleman in question.
Yeah.
And I have...
There wasn't time to talk on the phone, so we have to... He's listening right now, and we have to clear this up over the air.
We're not allowed to give out personal messages over the air.
Why not?
Well, it's against the FCC regulations, but if somebody in our audience, or actually, if I could come out and generally say I have $10 in my pocket, I have a 10. That's all I have. You know,
yeah,
it's just a matter of information. That's not to be construed as a personal, communication.
But it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No,
I thought that was your
that
point.
I have a $10 bill in my pocket, and that's not meant for Rich Kutch.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this has gone far enough. Now that that is out in the open, which knows how much money you have, and hopefully he'll come up a little bit more because he owes you what, seven? Then you have to
something like that.
Give him 13
back.
Many
dollars.
Yeah. Well, enough said about that. How was my week? Oh, well, my week was fairly interesting.
I was just about to say that after I cleared my throat.
Yeah, it was a good week. You know, a nice basic week. Nothing thrilling about it. What I like about this week was that the fact that autumn seemed to have arrived.
Yeah, it really did, with a vengeance, too.
Yes.
Wow.
Half the leaves are on the ground now, and they're going to stay there all winter.
And no, not all of them. Aren't you going to rake them up?
Me?
Yeah.
Why should I rake up leaves on other people's property? Well, I wasn't looking at mine. I was talking about in general. There's leaves on the ground, you know, on the street. No one rakes up the street.
Yes,
they
do.
That's the real idiots.
Cars go by and they just blow the leaves out of the way.
Well, they fall down someplace else, right?
how could there be leaves in the street? I mean, are there trees in the streets?
Yes, they hang over the streets, and the leaves fall down, and they go onto the streets.
No.
Trees don't have to be in the streets for the leaves to fall on the street.
No, don't buy it. Mm-mm.
Okay, all right, fine.
Okay.
But there are leaves in the... If you go outside and look now, you will see leaves in the street. They are there. They get blown around quite a bit, but they're there.
Okay. That's fine.
And especially when it rains and they stick to the ground, there's no getting them up then.
That's good. You can go skidding on them.
Did you ever see when it snowed and you can see leaves underneath the snow and underneath the ice?
Yeah?
They really stuck then.
Yeah? That's how you get your jollies.
Yeah.
Eric Corley over there, Mike Uhas over here. I don't know what we're going to be doing tonight. Do you?
Any suggestions or demands or things like that, give us a call.
246-7901
is our telephone.
If you know what this thing is, well, give us a call. And,
yeah, we're not going to play it too much longer because it's kind of driving us crazy.
It certainly is. So I think we should just play it for a little while and get rid of ourselves now and then come back with something else.
Okay, we'll fade out our voices now and fade this up.
Whatever they want. Let them be the child. Let them be the tourist. Let them be the song they want. Water is a boom. We'll soon be in clover.
Better issue stock. My rock run, it's over.
You only have to do your part to get through. And thank you, Lord. I hate to be sore. Thank you, Lord.
Miracle.
See ye the wonder sight.
Hail the miracle, praise the miracle.
Take ye the bus
tonight.
There's a miracle
that's happening
in this town. If you want to be a miracle, then hurry
on down.
Come, all ye pilgrims.
Hail the miracle. Hear ye the joyful bells.
Are you looking for hope?
I'm looking for hope.
Hoping for an answer?
Hoping for an answer.
New life.
New life.
True happiness.
True happiness.
Come. Come and take the waters for a modest fee. Come and take the waters and heal you.
Heal you.
Come and take the waters and with luck you'll be anything, whatever, except you.
Comfort.
Beautiful, perfect.
Beautiful and perfect.
Healthy, rich, handsome, independent, wise, adjusted, and secure, and athletic.
If you're going to identify this, you better call right now, because we're going to identify it very soon. 246-7901.
Oh, I loved how that ended when I saw it on Broadway, too. Anyone Can Whistle. Music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Would you turn my microphone down a little bit, like about three notches, a little bit higher than that? That's just a little bit lower.
You're so paranoid.
No.
My goodness.
Jeez, you want me to bop you over?
Yeah.
There? Okay.
Oh, that was a radio first. Oh, now you just lost the album cover, though. Now I'm going to read all about it.
Oh,
Anyone
sure.
Can Whistle, starred Lee Remick, Angela Lansbury, and Harry Guardina. Those were two of the clues in there, in case you didn't catch that. Yeah, those are two clues. Copyright 1964. I guess that's when it was recorded. Quite a while ago.
8 years.
Yeah. The history of Anyone Can Whistle as an ongoing musical was limited. It opened at the Majestic Theater in New York City on April 4th, 1964, and closed on April 11th, 1964. It had a tryout at the Forest Theater in Philadelphia, opening there on March 2nd, 1964. As far as the review in the New York Times... Oh, there it is again, going backwards. Well, intention is to suggest that the best hope for the world's sanity lies in madness. Towards this goal, it conjures up a town in decay, a powerful mayoress with a crooked henchman, a miracle of having water flow from a rock, a nurse who believes in being scientific and practical, and a stranger who is mistaken for a new doctor, but who turns out to be a candidate for the community's mental institution. It gives you an idea. Well, there's somebody calling now to guess what it is after we already told them what it is, but that's the way it is. Book by Arthur Lorenz. There was a book called Anyone Can Whistle, yes. Entire production directed by Arthur Lorenz. Dance and musical numbers staged by Herbert Ross. And also starred Gabriel Dell, Arnold Soboloff, James Frawley, Peg Murray, Don Dougherty, Sterling Clark, Harvey Evans, Larry Rocamore, and Tucker Smith. So if those names mean anything to you, you can say, well, gee, I learned something today.
Harry Rocamore sounds like a salad dressing.
Yeah. Damn good one, too.
Yeah.
So that's the deal.
That's it.
That's our contest.
You lost.
You lost, but, you know, that's life.
We didn't have any prize anyway, so...
That's true, so there's a good point to it.
Yeah.
Hello there. This is Professor Peter Shickley with a portrait of PDQ Bach. Now, usually you think of a portrait as something you hang up on the wall, but this isn't that kind of portrait. Well, I guess you could hang it up on the wall, but it would look pretty funny, a record hanging up there on the wall. Of course, in the offices of record companies, you sometimes do see records on the wall. You know, when they get a gold record or a platinum record. Of course, that's never happened to one of my records.
Professor, I think maybe we should stick to the script.
Oh, I'm sorry. Certainly. We can edit that out, can't we?
Sure. You can just pick it up where you left off. We'll take it out later.
Okay. Don't forget to do it. Okay. For this portrait of PDQ Bach, I have selected three works, each one representing a different milieu in which the composer spent some time. The first milieu to be represented is the one in which he spent the least amount of time, namely the church. Until recently, it appeared that all of PDQ Bach's religious music had been destroyed. But in 1975, following a hunch all the way to Rome, Italy, I discovered the manuscript of the Missa Hilarius in the archives of the Vatican City, along with other documents pertaining to PDQ's excommunication. We now hear the Missa Hilarius, Shickley number N20, for bargain countertenor, basso blotto, chorus, and orchestra.
Old lady, 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 old Triste, ole.
Of Long Island journeys outward from its protective shield to visit the real world. This week on The Real World, we venture over to Germany, a land of innovation and new ideas, where the German press has just come up with a brand new idea of doing news commentary to a disco rack.
This is the German Press Review, reported by Jan Michael and Norman Evans. The opinions expressed in this program are those of German editorial writers, and not necessarily the views of the German government. The German news media discussed at some length last week a revision of Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's cabinet. As the government struggled with a difficult economic situation, budget deficits, and particularly the unemployment problem, rumors had circulated in the press that the Chancellor planned a major revision of his cabinet after the SPD Munich convention. The impending revision seemed to be accelerated when the Minister for Youth, Families and Health, Antje Huber, resigned suddenly in early April. She had tried to resign already in September 1981 over cuts in child support funds. When the changes in the cabinet were completed in the last weekend of April, Anke Fuchs, a state secretary in the Labor Ministry, took Mrs. Huber's place. A highly competent finance minister, Hans Mutthöfer, because of health, requested a less strenuous post and became Minister of Post and Telecommunications, replacing Kurt Gescheidel. Hans-Jürgen Wischnewski, formerly deputy chairman of the SPD, was named state secretary in the chancellor's office. The new Minister of Labor will be Heinz Westphal, an SPD finance expert, replacing Herbert Ehrenberg. There were changes in four cabinet posts and some 20 lower-ranking positions. Two changes in the official family aroused most comments. The replacement of a highly popular government spokesman, Kurt Becker, by his predecessor, Klaus Wehling, and Mothofer's replacement as finance minister by Manfred Lahnstein, formerly chief of staff in the chancellor's office. This latter appointment was criticized by the left wing of the SPD, for Lahnstein has never held elective office and is a skilled technician rather than a party politician. None of the FDP ministers were touched, and the press, anticipating perhaps a cabinet revolution, expressed some disappointment at the modest changes, which indicate no real change in policy. Handelsblatt commented,
"For some weeks still, rumors about cabinet changes were denied, although the chancellor was thinking about such changes for a long time, and before the end of the year said that he was thinking of a cabinet revision in the middle of the legislative period, which is now approaching. He had reason to think about the revision of his government team. There were ministers without luck, such as Herbert Ehrenberg or Frau Huber. There were ministers who, for reasons of health, wanted to resign from their ministries, men such as Hans Mathöfer and Kurt Gescheidel. There were ministers who wanted other posts, Hans Appel, for example. All the reasons given were quite honorable, but required quick action."
Handelsblatt went on to say that the chancellor really wanted a major change with a newly accented program, but that his freedom of action was limited by the leader of the SPD caucus in the Bundestag, Herbert Wehner, who wanted to retain his position, and by the chancellor's coalition partner, FDP chairman and foreign minister, Hans-Dietrich Genscher, who saw no reason to change his team in the cabinet, and who blamed all the problems on the disunity of his SPD colleagues. The Süddeutsche Zeitung gave one of the more searching analyses of the cabinet changes.
Helmut Schmidt's cabinet revision shows so clearly the mark almost has to want anyone
Well, that's all from the real world today. Join us once again, why don't you, when the voice of Long Island once again takes a look at the real world.
Wonderful. my brother, got married sister one day. Getting rid of to the arch of the day. When you got there, you climbed up high in the tree. When you heard the sun, then it fell back down to the ground. When he got back up, he kicked the tree to write it down. Then he went up to that tree. The stars thundered at the apple in the sea. Then one day, a cow came in his pen. He said, you got to stake your life on land, because two dumb people can't get along. When the cow saw the apple hanging there, said, I want that apple, and I want to eat it right now. Then I told the cow, this apple belongs to me. I'm gonna eat this apple, it's the last thing I do.
Around the corner. told the Jerry Pie. How many pies did he take? 10, 20, 30, 40. Bop, bop, bopping at the doorway. Here's Tony at the doorway. Tony is the one we're having all the fun, so we don't need Sherry anymore. Go home. Bop, bop, bop at the doorway. Calling Alicia at the doorway. Alicia is the one we're having all the fun, so we don't need Tony anymore. Go home.
Lonely was a dancer. She danced before the king. And every time she danced, she wiggled everything. Stop, said the king. You can't do that in here. Baloney, said Salome, and kicked the chandelier.
Way to end that particular song. You in there? Eric? Hello, Eric. Are you in there?
Yes, here I am.
Testing Eric.
I'm here.
1, 2, 3.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good.
Yes, I can.
Bunch
of songs.
Good stuff.
Yeah, from an album called Old Mother Hippletoe. And a couple of things. Frog Went in a Courtin'. Is it? We're listening to, no, we're listening to side two. All Hid. I'm Running on the River, La Puerta Esta Cuera Barada, a couple other things, a group of girls on vocals.
That's what they say?
That's what it says. Yes, it certainly does. And you tune to the Voice of Long Island if you're just tuning in right now. We have a couple of interesting stories here. Are you going to try making a phone call in there?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I have your mic off, so you can go ahead and make your phone call. I have a couple of interesting stories here. A Miami-based company is hoping America will get hooked on fish leather. Aquarius International is planning tuna skin shoes, snapper skin wallets, and luggage made from shark hide. The company says fish leather is a low-priced, durable alternative to conventional leather. These are a couple of things from the Rip and Read file here at WUSB. You might call it the ultimate in new wave music, KMAH Radio, a 100-watt station in Menlo Park, California, is attracting listeners with the Song of the Sea. From 10 o'clock every night till 7:30 the next morning, the station broadcasts nothing but the sound of seagulls, foghorns, and the surf crashing on the shore. The idea was born out of economic necessity, says Frank Spinetta, who manages the station, which is owned by the local high school. When funds ran short a few months ago, he just put on the roar of the ocean for a few days, and the calls and letters started coming in. Now it's a nightly feature, appealing mainly to students and insomniacs. The only problem was the sea lions. We had to take out the sea lions, Spinetta says. They sounded like pigs.
Industries and Aquarius Trading. There is no one at the office right now. When you hear the beep, kindly leave your name and telephone number, and your call will be answered as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, gee, well, yeah, I just heard a story on the radio about this this fish leather that you folks were manufacturing, and I was, oh, gee, I was really interested in getting a whole bunch of it, a couple hundred bucks worth, and, oh, shucks, I want to talk to a person. I'm talking to a machine. Oh, just forget the whole thing.
We tried. We certainly did. I have another story here from the Rip and Reed file. The next time a police officer stops you, don't get nervous. He may have a ticket for you, all right. A free movie ticket. Motorcycle cops in Los Angeles are rewarding good drivers with passes to movies, concerts, amusement parks, and sporting events. The safe driver citations are part of an LAPD promotion, and the department promises drivers will be courteously stopped. We hope to have comment on that very shortly. Right now we're trying to make a call to Los Angeles, California, for the police department in there for comment on that last story.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing, Mike.
Good.
We may have some information after all. Nice, healthy ring, too, it sounds like. No problems with this one.
All the way in California.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Isn't that amazing? Makes you think, doesn't it? It makes you think this is the police department. They're not answering their phone.
It's almost 10 o'clock there.
Well, it's late maybe, but still. Los Angeles, people stay up late to do things.
What did you dial? 213-911?
No, I didn't dial that. Special number. I speak to turn this down a little bit. Lieutenant Dan Cook. About getting tickets for good driving.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine that, getting a ticket for... I wonder if anybody was ever arrested because they were about to get a ticket for, to be a good driver and they discovered something in the car. I mean, that must really be the ultimate irony. Did they come after you with wailing sirens and lights and things?
Well, it says here, drivers will be courteously stopped.
Courteously stopped?
Courteously stopped.
Hmm. As opposed to...
Pulled over.
Rudely stopped.
Yeah. This originally appeared in the September 8th, 1982 edition of Variety magazine.
I see. Well, it looks like we found a number in the LAPD that does not answer.
At this time of night, I suppose.
Well, that's too bad.
Sorry, Dan Cook. I guess you've probably gone home.
We could look him up in the phone book, but probably about 25 Dan Cooks in Los Angeles.
At least.
Yeah. One more ring we're going to give it.
Well, one more after this.
All right, since we talked during that one.
One more, because we didn't talk during that one.
All right. This is the last one. And that's it. Well, okay, one more. That's it after that.
Okay.
There. I had to physically hang up to prevent myself from getting compassionate again. All right, well, we'll try to delve into some other interesting news items and find somebody who can actually talk about something interesting.
If you want to call us, the number here is 516-246-7901.
This is the test. 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 This is the test.
I know what you mean.
This is the test. 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 This is the test.
If this is a test, what are the proper answers to the questions? Is this WUSB Stony Brook?
Nah.
What is it?
This is madness.
Oh.
Actually, this is Bebop Deluxe by Special Threat. I have a request. Thank you.
McDonald's Observatory. I'm Joel Block. For the McDonald's Observatory, I'm Joel Block. And for the McDonald's Observatory, for the McDonald's Observatory, I'm Joel Block. And for the McDonald's Observatory, for the McDonald's Observatory, I'm Joel Block. And for the McDonald's Observatory, for the McDonald's Observatory, I'm Joel Block. Observatory. I'm Joel Block. For the McDonald's Observatory, 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 I'm Joel Block.
Brand new music from Mikey Dread here on The Voice of Long Island.
I'm a So long as it has that meringue on top of it.
We have lemon and chocolate.
I'll have them both.
Both?
Yep, and a quart of milk.
Is that all?
Nope. I'd like me some potato chips. And then what kind of cake do you have?
Devil's food, angel, coconut pineapple surprise.
His name is Bo. He likes food. To find out what else he likes, bring a friend to see a performance of Bus Stop at the Fine Arts Center, Theater 2. Playing October 13th through the 16th and the 20th through the 23rd, Wednesday through Saturday nights. It's a Stony Brook University Theater production.
Thank you.
All right. That's Pachelbel's Canon in D. And for all you people out there who are saying, gee whiz, golly, how do I get that record? Well, like I did once, I called up a radio station. In New York City, I called up a radio station so I could figure out how to get this record.
All the way in New York.
This is on RCA Records. And I'll give you the exact serial number so you can call up a record store somewhere and say, hey, this is the record I want to get. Because so many people react the same way when they hear that.
It's FRL1.
5468. And
that's on
stereo.
RCA Red Seal.
Pachelbel's Canon.
Indeed, for strings and continuo.
Yeah. Speaking of numbers, we just had an interesting conversation out in the newsroom.
Yeah.
It turns out that, well, if you've been listening to this show for as long as we have, which has been...
as long as we've been doing
it.
No, it hasn't really.
A year and a half.
We never listen when we do it.
Well, that's true. We listen later sometimes.
Yeah.
But getting back to what we were saying, we discovered this before the show started, didn't we?
No.
We didn't. We discovered it during the show?
During the show.
Oh.
You mean during a particular show or before we started doing it?
Before we started doing shows in general, like this.
No. No, this was during that time.
Do you get the feeling we should be saying this without the microphone on?
No.
No, that doesn't make any sense, though, to people listening.
We figured this out. I had to go home. I had to run home and get something, pick something up, and you just decided to tag along for a ride, and we were talking about gym teachers. By the way, that gym teacher that you were talking about, I saw him today.
Oh, my goodness. Does he still make little kids jump off of slides before they can play in the playground?
I don't know. I saw him in the bank. But anyway, was he
holding it up?
So, he is pretty strong. I don't think he was that strong. But we did discover that we have...
That we
went to school together.
We went to the same elementary school at the same time.
Right.
Now, I only lived in that area for a year when I was in fourth grade.
And we discovered, hey,
we're in the same school at the same time. In fact, the little yearbook that I have has your face in it as well as mine.
The little yearbook I have has your face in it.
Yes, it's nice.
You were a year behind me.
Right. Now, we've known... Yeah, I was a year behind you. You were a year ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
We've known this... over a year now.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned it a few times. What we just found out now, though...
is that we had adjacent phone numbers.
Yes. Now, think of the odds of that, folks. I had one phone number. I don't know what made me mention it just now. Well, I don't know. It's a wrong story. But I just happened to mention what my old phone number was. And Mike said, gee.
No, I didn't say gee. I said...
you said something else, but we needn't get into that. Mike said that my phone number was the next one up.
Yeah.
That was really, really amazing when you consider that there are 9,999 possible different combinations, actually 10,000 if you count 0000.
That's true, and that's just within one
exchange.
And at that time, there was probably 928, and, well, 331 hadn't shown up yet.
Yeah, well, there are all kinds of exchanges, but yeah. I guess we might as well say what elementary school we're talking about, right?
Well, the Scraggy Hill Elementary School,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, good old Scraggy Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, I laughed when I first heard that name, because when I moved out there, I came from a place where schools had numbers, not names.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I came from old PS 95 in Queens, and I'm still looking for somebody in the world who went to that same elementary school, PS 95. I keep hearing, you know, PS 221, PS 1, PS, you know, always. I've never heard PS 1.
I'd like to know if there's anybody out there listening right now that went to school on Scraggy Hill.
Yeah, or PS 95 in Queens. That's how we had to write it on the heading.
Really?
Yeah, PS95 Queens.
Yeah.
It was great. I remember heading.
It's kind of like a legal ID.
Yeah, it was. And you had to write it on every piece of paper that you wrote anything on, homework or classwork.
Really? Even if you were
hot lunch or cold lunch.
Passing a note to the girl across the aisle?
It was generally accepted like that.
Well, anyway.
But city schools are nothing like schools out here.
That's for sure.
They're like prisons.
Yeah.
Oh, they have bars in the windows, and there's good reason for it, too.
Yeah, to keep people from coming in.
Yeah. Because people tried to come in sometimes. They were curious as to what that building was.
It didn't look like a school?
Well, it doesn't look like a... If you put it out here, you'd think it would be something else.
Like a mental institution.
Like
a reformatory.
Yeah. Yeah, something
like
that.
Like a crematory.
Yeah, go down Comac Road at night and you'll see what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. South of the LIE, of course.
So that's what PS95 in Queens looked like, huh?
It did, except a little bit smaller than that. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if somebody is listening to us right now and is driving down Comac Road?
Well, if you are.
And is heading south and just happens to look to the left and sees a huge abandoned building? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Or even
probably
if,
not.
Even if you're not heading down that way, why don't you make a left turn and head down there, or a right turn, depending on where you are.
Go ahead. Why don't you start a picnic or something, have everybody sprawled out there listening to us.
That's true.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And the cops will come.
And arrest you all. And then they'll arrest us for inciting it.
Yes, they'll hear it on the radio, so we shouldn't be talking about this anymore.
But anyway, if you want to call up and tell us that you went to PS95 in Queens or Scraggy Hill Elementary School in Port Jefferson, the number here is 516-246-7901.
Did you go to an elementary school before Scraggy Hill, or was that your entire life?
No, that was it. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah, I grew up in Port Jeff.
That's pretty amazing. You mean you didn't come from Queens or from Brooklyn? I thought everybody came from there.
No, actually, I was born in the Philadelphia area.
Oh.
I moved up when I was about that big.
You're about holding the size of a large watermelon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So actually, that's a small watermelon.
Small watermelon, okay. So
that's actually half a large watermelon.
You moved out of Philadelphia and came up here when you were...
Basically.
Almost a watermelon.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, we don't have much time left, so let's get to... what we have here, which is, hold on, I misplaced the album cover. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby is the name of this record. It's one of those...
Oh, The Golden Years of Tin Pan Alley.
Yeah, one of those things. 1920 to 1929, so be prepared for some memories, even if you never had them.
On the Voice
of Long Island.
It will never do. When you grow old, you don't last long. You're here today, tomorrow you're gone. I loved a man for many years gone by. I never thought his love for me would die. But he made some changes from old to new. And now I'm gonna make some changes too. There'll be a change in the weather, a change in the sea. From now on, there's gonna be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Ain't nothing ever about me gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my long, tall one for a little short, fat. I'm even gonna change the number where I'm living at. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There's gonna be some changes made today. There's gonna be some changes made. I'm gonna change to new fashions, change to new shoes. I'm even gonna change the bootlegger that brings me my booze. I'm gonna change everything from old to new. I'm gonna learn to do the same as other girls do. Why, I'm a nice, plump mama. I've got lots of speed. I've got everything a good man needs. But nobody wants me when I'm old and gray. There's gonna be some changes made today. There's gonna be some
away from you, miss you too. Everything goes wrong. there's nobody to cheer me when you're not near me. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Tuesday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Message from your local defense department. I'd like to address myself to all of the citizens of this fine country of ours. America, we need defense. We need it bad. Remember, a strong defense makes sense. And right now, our defense is in an awful state. Why? Because not enough of you people care enough to support it. Why, I'll bet there are a good many of you out there right now who have not given us control of your savings accounts yet, or arranged to have your paychecks mailed directly to us to save time. We need your money. We need more than UNICEF or Public Television or Amnesty International or any of those other faggots. We give you something they don't. We give you security. Protection against aggression. We have more nuclear warheads, B-52s, and submarines than we can count. And they're all there to protect you. When those Russians come marching over the hills, we're going to have enough ammunition to blow them to the moon. But that's not enough. We want to send them to Mars, and we want to have enough left over for the Chinese. And don't forget those Iranians. Now, there are a lot of communists and homosexuals out there who say they don't like the Defense Department. They say they don't trust us. Well, let me tell you something. This is a free country, and the only way it's going to stay free is if we lock people like that up so they can't do any harm. It's people like that who say that it was wrong to go into Vietnam. Poppycock. A lot of good things came out of that. The Boys in Company C, Coming Home, and The Deer Hunter. Three of the most popular movies of the 1970s, all about Vietnam. And if these subversives had had their way, you wouldn't have been able to enjoy them. That's the way those pinkos operate. First they take away your entertainment, then they'll take away McDonald's. We know that good, wholesome Americans don't want that. So if you send us a little extra money, we'll try to put some of those commies on a rocket ship and send them to Neptune or something. See how they like that. In the meantime, keep on sending us money for our day-to-day operations. If everybody would just cut back and have one meal a day, they'd be able to save up more money to send us. Now, if we get enough by the end of the year, we'll be able to show the Deer Hunter on every plane we send to El Salvador. Just our way of saying,
thanks.
Tunes from Tin Pan Alley, and it's Yes Sir, That's My Baby. Actually, we have this on one of those big compilation-type albums, and that's the title of the album, and that's by Blossom Seeley, of all people, and the voice of Long Island. Well, it's 1:56 in time now for the 1:55 news. The New York Stock Exchange will open Saturday to catch up on some paperwork. No trading is planned. The record volume of this week's trading on the exchange prompted the rare weekend opening. More than 592 million shares changed hands in the busiest week ever. That beats the previous record high of close to 500 million shares traded during the week of August 27th. It may have been a record-breaking week, but Friday was not a record-breaking day on Wall Street. Profit takers moved to cash in on recent record gains, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average shied away further from the 1,000 mark. More than 80 million shares changed hands, and the Dow Jones Average dropped almost 4 points to close at 933.10. The sale of oil leases in Alaska's Beaufort Sea could bring the government about $17 billion in royalties and taxes on oil and gas produced there. That's what Watt said in a speech prepared for an oil industry convention in Texas on Friday. However, the Citizen Labor Energy Coalition disputes that claim, saying most of the tracts for sale weren't even bid on. The government announced Friday that it has seized $3 million worth of turbines in New York that it was said were bound for the Soviet Union for use in its Pipolini. But the manufacturer of the equipment says the turbines were going to Algeria, not Moscow. The Customs Department spokesman says it doesn't matter where the equipment was headed. He says Customs was under orders to seize any parts sent to Nuevo Pimpinone, That's the Italian company that has defied President Reagan's embargo and supplied Pipolini parts to the Soviet Union.
Pipolini?
Yes.
Is that like a string of Peloponnes?
Yes. Pipolini. It's P-I-P-E-L-I-N-E. Pipolini.
Oh, Pipolini, of course. How could I forget? The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the licensing board lacked the power to slap a $100,000 fine on the operator of Pennsylvania's TMI nuclear plant. The licensing board set the fine after confirming charges.
What was the fine?
What was that?
How much was the fine?
The fine was $100,000. Now, the license...
$100,000!
Okay. All right, let's try to get this done seriously. The license... This is serious stuff. We're talking radiation here. The licensing board set the fine after confirming charges of cheating on NRC operator training tests. Those tests were administered by the plant's operator, GPU Nuclear Corporation. California's Highway Patrol credits tough new drunken driving laws and their enforcement with a 1982 decrease in traffic deaths caused by drunken drivers. Commissioner Glenn Craig says there's been an 11% decrease in such deaths during the first 7 months of this year. In Florida, a five-county program that allowed motorists to give blood rather than get a speeding ticket has ended. The Orlando Sentinel reported Friday that the program was canceled this summer when two donors were caught lying about past bouts with hepatitis. And finally this, the St. Louis Cardinals socked the Milwaukee Brewers 6-2 Friday night in Milwaukee. And here with more on that is Mike Uhas.
And all I have here is the World Series final. St. Louis Cardinals 6, Milwaukee Brewers 2. St. Louis leads the series 2-1. And look at
the victory gives St. Louis a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 World Series. Just to add to that.
I just said that.
No, you didn't say all of that. Just a little bit of it. Yeah. I added to it.
An updated forecast for the Long Island area. The USB Long Island weather is calling for tonight variable cloudiness and turning colder with a 30% chance of a brief shower. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness, breezy and chilly with a 30% chance of a brief shower or two. Highs in the mid 50s. Tomorrow night, clearing and breezy and chilly. Lows in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Winds northwest tonight and tomorrow at 10 to 20 miles per hour with higher gusts. The outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and chilly. Highs in the mid 50s.
You like numbers, huh?
Yes. I happened to watch David Letterman last night. I was telling you about this guy from Eyewitness News.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Sorry. Well, anyway, it's 2 o'clock. It's time for us to go.
Gosh darn it all. Time goes fast in this place.
This is WUSB.
In Stony Brook. And, well, I guess about the only thing we can... look at them. They're crying like crazy. I guess the only thing... Well, okay. Calm yourselves, first of all. We'll be back next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. 12 o'clock, we'll be back. So... there's no need to really, you know, go crazy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And if you really need to talk things out, if you want a nice guiding voice, give us a call, and we'll say something nice.
And what's the phone number?
You want to give the real number? Oh, okay. 516-246-7901. 7901. Yeah. Until next Friday night, Saturday morning, we will, we'll see you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Eric Corley has a WUSB bumper sticker on his face.
Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going.
This is WUSB, Stony Brook.
Los Angeles, he walks again by night. Out of the fog, into the smog. Relentlessly, ruthlessly.
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly, his weekly meeting with the unknown. At 4th and Drucker, he turns left. At Drucker and 4th, he turns right. He crosses MacArthur Park and walks into a great sandstone building.
Oh, my nose!
Groping for the door, he steps inside. Climbs the 13 steps to his office. He walks in. He's ready for mystery. He's ready for excitement. He's ready for anything. He's...
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
I want to order a pizza to go and no anchovies.
No anchovies? You've got the wrong man. I spell my name Danger.
What?
The makers of fantastic cigarettes, long in the leaf and short in the can, bring you another true story from the tattered casebook of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Let's join him now in the adventure we call...
Cut him off at the pack!
Let's get down to business. Uncross those beautiful stems of yours, baby. Here's the case I call number 666. It all began innocently enough on Tuesday. I was sitting in my office on that drizzly afternoon, listening to the monotonous staccato of rain on my desktop and reading my name on the glass of my office door. Regnard Kisten. My secretary lay snoring on the floor, her long, beautiful gams pinioned under the couch. I didn't hear him enter, but my nostrils flared at the smell of his perfume. Pyramid Patchouli. There was only one joker in L.A. sensitive enough to wear that scent, and I had to find out who he was.
Good afternoon, Mr. Danger. I'm Rocky Rococo.
Thanks, Half Pint. You just saved me a lot of investigative work.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Do you know what this is?
I had to think for a minute. What cruel game was he playing?
That's a brown paper bag.
That's correct. Now, look inside, Mr. Danger. What do you see?
That's easy. That's a pickle.
Very good. Now, I think you're ready for this.
Why, that's nothing but a two-bit ring from a crackerback, Jocks.
I'll sell it to you for $5,000.
What kind of a chump do you take me for?
First class.
That tarnished piece of tin is worthless.
Worthless? Not to Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber?
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
How about Betty Jo Bialowski?
Betty Jo Bialowski. I hadn't heard that name since college. Everyone knew her as Nancy. Then it all came rushing back to me like the hot kiss at the end of a wet fist. It was pig night at the O Money Padme Sigma house. We had escaped from the crowd and stood trembling under the dwarf maple.
Oh, Nicky, I don't know what to say. This is the most beautiful ring I've ever seen.
Yeah, Nancy. It's really neat. It cost me $5,000.
Oh, Nicky, how can I ever repay you?
Well, gee whiz, Nancy. How about 500 down and a 36-month contract?
What?
Or you could marry me.
That's impossible, Nick. I can't marry you. I can't even tell you why. Maybe someday.
All right, Nancy. I understand.
sign here.
Oh, Nick. I'll never forgive you.
And I'll never forget you neither, Nancy. And that's why I called you today, Nancy. I mean, Mrs. Haber. Something reminded me of that time so long ago under the dwarf maples.
I don't know what prompted you to get in touch with me, but you called just in the nick of time.
You haven't lost your delicate sense of humor, have you, Nancy?
What? Nick, I can't talk to you now. You have to get out here right away. My husband, he... It's the same old place in Santa Barbara, Nicky. Oh, hurry, Nicky, I need you. I just...
Nancy! I slipped the ring into my nose and the receiver into my pocket and headed for the door quickly. But I'd forgotten the little man with the evil grin.
Just a second, Danger. What about my pickup?
You're lucky you still have your brown paper bag, small change.
Danger, you haven't seen the last of me.
No, but the first of you turns my stomach.
You'll be hearing from me again, Danger.
I headed down the hall in the opposite direction toward the fire escape. I hadn't a moment to lose.
Hey, Danger. Where's the fire?
In your eyes, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
Don't get wise with me, Peeper. You're lucky we didn't burn you on the Anselmo pederasty case.
Look, you caught him, didn't you?
Yeah, but the punk got away, no thanks to you.
Well, what brings your flat feet sniffing around here now, copper?
Just a friendly word of advice, Danger.
Yeah, what?
Don't go sticking your big nose into police business.
Sure, Lieutenant. Is that all?
No. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Okay, Bradshaw.
And don't fidget while I talk to you.
Sure,
and
Lieutenant.
And stop trucking mud across my nice
okay. When I hit the street, the rain had already turned L.A. into a mud river. It was a short swim down Alvarado to my convertible. I had to get to Santa Barbara in a big hurry. As I whipped onto Mulholland Drive, the lights were just twinkling on across the San Fernandino Valley. I could barely make them out through the driving rain. Then a hard right down Big Tujunga Canyon. My car squealed as I hit several beetles. A right, a left, a left, another right, a left of the body, a right, and into a gas station. Hey, Pop!
All right, hold your horses, I'm coming.
Hey, yeah?
Where am I?
You can't get there from here.
But I'm looking for the same old place.
Oh, you must mean the old same place, sonny. It's right out back. Here's the key.
4 hours later, I parked my car in the carriage house and walked up the gray gravel driveway between a line of dwarf maples toward the pillared entrance of the same mansion. It had been snowing in Santa Barbara ever since the top of the page, and I had to shake the cornstarch off my mucklucks as I lifted the heavy obsidian door knocker. Hey in there! Open up! Your door knocker fell off.
What's all this brouhaha?
Brouhaha? Wait a minute. Don't you want this door knocker?
I already have one.
But this is yours.
You see? I told you. We used to have another one, but he vanished mysteriously. All right, come in out of the cornstarch and dry your mucklucks by the fire. Let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
No, let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
If you're so smart, why don't you pick up your cues faster?
Are those my cues?
Yes, and they must be dry by now. Why don't you pull them up out of the cellophane before they scorch? All right, sir. May I take your hat and coat?
Yes, sir.
I assume you've come to see my mistress, Mr. Danger.
I don't care about your private life or what his name is. I've come to see Nancy... Mrs. Haber.
Mrs. Haber?
Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
How about Betty Jo Bialowski?
Oh, you mean Nancy. Well, she's in the aviary stunting trees. I shall return with her straight away. You may wait here in the sitting room, or you can sit here in the waiting room.
There was something fishy about the butler. I think he was a Pisces, probably working for scale. I felt a thin shiver run up my spine as I sat down on the cold marble floor. What was it about this place? The atmosphere was as phony as the Tudor balustrade that leered at me from the top of the staircase. And there she stood, radiant. All those curves showing through that flimsy burnous. It was Nancy running down the stairs. All the familiar sounds and smells of pig night came rushing back like a good snort of scotch. Then it struck me. 20 years later, and she still knocked me out.
Oh, Nick,
Nick,
where
darling,
am I?
Nick. Oh. Nick, wake up. Are you all right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, then stop slapping me.
Nancy. What's the bird's eye lowdown on this caper? Whatever that means.
Nick, we can't talk here.
We can't talk. What's the way to do?
Follow me.
What did you say?
I said no one can...
What?
No, never mind. Follow me.
What?
Here, take my hand. This is much better.
Yeah. Pretty fancy layout you've got here, Nancy. What's this, your boudoir?
Oh, no. These are the kennels.
Putting on a dog, eh? Well, say, where are all the doggies?
They've mysteriously disappeared.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I just told you. Along with the servants... They were very attached to one another.
Where?
At the wrist and ankles.
Wait a minute. You said all the servants had disappeared.
Did I?
What about your butler?
You mean Catherwood?
Yes, madam.
Catherwood! Oh, you startled me.
I'm sorry, madam.
What are you doing there on all fours?
I'm looking for my script. Why don't you just go on without me?
Listen, Nancy, I smell a rat.
So do I. I think he's got my script.
Yes, Catherwood...
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, this morning at 6:25 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, combined elements of the Imperial Japanese Navy and our forces ruthlessly attacked our naval base at Pearl Harbor in the Hawaiian Islands. I have conferred this morning with the Congress and the chiefs of staff in emergency session. We have reached our rendezvous with destiny. It is our unanimous and irrevocable decision that the United States of America unconditionally surrender. And now my wife and I would like to return with you for the thrilling conclusion of Private Nick Danger, Third Eye.
I've solved another one for you.
Danger, I'll never know how you do it. I was sure I had the goods on you this time.
Well, Bradshaw, it's like in the army, you know. The great prince issues commands, founds states, vests families with fiefs. Inferior people should not be employed.
Nick, I can't knock success, but you still put me through too many changes.
Makers of Loosener's Castor Oil Flakes and Fantastic Cigarettes. Loosener's for the smile of beauty, Fantastic's for the smile of success. And brought you the transcribed adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when Nick Danger meets the Arab.
All right, let's do the little...
Roll
in. Yeah, this one. Okay, Phil, you put on the ball pit. We'll go to the other side. Something she said.
How much time have we got?
How much time we got?
Why don't you say that? Okay, well, that's bad. Yeah.
Okay, Cyrus.
We're on now. Hey,
Cyrus.
What do you want?
I'm going over to the other side of the record.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in from
the
door.
How long does it take to get over to the other side?
Okay, wait a minute.
Let's just do it.
Come on.
Have you got your ball?
All right.
Come on. Look, let's just do it.
Has anybody got my script?
Hey, Cyrus. Here you go.
Scene 3, take 600.
Listen to WUSB-FM today. If you don't hear at least 5 alternative, non-commercial songs in each set, give us a call. We'll send you $1,000 worth of stock in Johnson & Johnson Company. If we screw up and you catch us, your headaches will disappear forever. So remember, if you hear music like this...
I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
Instead of music like this...
You broke my heart and you made me cry.
Give us a call. We'll know what to do.
Broke my heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around. But now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down.
And the people shall be huge and black, and the eyes get up red with the blood of living creatures. And the whore of Babylon shall ride both on a three-headed serpent, and throughout the land shall be a great rubbing of paths.
And demons shall wear a nine-bladed sword. Nine-bladed, not two, or five, or seven, but nine, which he will wield on all wretched sinners, just like you were there. And the horns will be on the head.
Hebadiah, his servant, there shall in that time be rumors of things going astray, and there shall be a great confusion as to where things really are. And nobody will really know where lieth those little things with the sort of raffia work base that has an attachment. At this time, a friend shall lose his friend's hammer, and the young shall not know where lieth the things possessed by their fathers that their fathers put there only just the night before, about 8 o'clock.
How much, quick?
What?
It's for the wife.
Oh, 20 shekels.
Right.
What?
There you are.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, we're supposed to haggle.
No, I've got to get...
What do you mean, no?
I haven't got time.
Well, give it back then.
No, I just pay you.
What?
Yeah.
This bloke won't haggle.
Won't haggle?
All right.
Do we have to?
Now, look, I want 20 for that.
But I just get it.
Now, are you telling me that's not worth 20 shekels?
No.
Look at it. Fear of quality. That's none of your goat.
All right, I'll give you 19 then.
No. Come on, do it properly.
What?
Haggle properly. This isn't worth 19.
You just said it was worth 20.
Oh, dear. Come on, haggle.
All right, I'll give you 10.
That's more like it. 10? Are you trying to insult me? Me with a poor dying grandmother? 10?
All right, I'll give you 11.
Now you're getting it. 11? Did I hear you right? 11? This cost me 12. You want to ruin me?
17?
No. 17.
18?
No, you're going to 14 now.
All right, I'll give you 14.
14? Are you joking? That's what you told me to say.
Oh, dear.
Oh, tell me what to say, please. Offer me 14.
I'll give you 14.
He's offering me 14 for this.
15?
17. My last word. I won't take a penny less or strike me dead. 15. Done.
Nice to do business with him.
Brian is on the run from the Romans and, to avoid capture, pretends to be a lobster.
No, I'm sorry. That's my handwriting. It should be preacher.
Oh, that's right. Preacher.
Actually, I quite like lobster.
Brian is on the run from the Romans and, to avoid lobster, captures...
No, there's no lobster.
Instead of
lobster... Yes. No, that's my handwriting. That's teacher, you see. That's a T.
Oh, under the lobster.
Just one more, I think.
Brian is on the run from the lobster. And to avoid
I'm
capture...
sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there.
Again?
He's actually on the run from the Romans, you see.
Really?
That's clearly not lobster.
I mean, I agree.
I grant you that looks a bit like lobster.
That one did, didn't it?
One more time, please. And off you.
Brian is on the run from the lob... From...
Sorry,
can we go?
Yes.
Yeah. Brian is on the run from the Romans, and to avoid capture, pretends to lob... To pretend...
We'll just cut this whole
lobster's
link,
lobster's getting rather intrusive, isn't it?
We'll cut this. This will be an edit.
Oh, right.
Don't cast judgment on other people, or you might get judged yourself.
What?
I said, don't pass judgment on other people, or else you might get judged too.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. Consider the lily.
Consider the lily?
Well, the birds, then.
What birds?
Any birds.
Why?
Well, have they got jobs?
Who?
The birds.
Have the birds got jobs?
What's the matter with him?
Says the birds are scrounging.
Oh, look, the point is, the birds, they do all right, don't they?
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah, they're very pretty. Okay, and you're much more important than they are, right? So what are you worrying about? They are, see?
I'm worrying about what you've got against birds.
I've got anything against the birds. Consider the lily.
He's having a go at the flowers now.
Oh, the flowers, a chance. Look, there was this man, and he had two servants.
What were they called?
What?
What were their names?
I don't know. And he gave them some talents.
You don't know?
Well, it doesn't matter.
He doesn't know what they were called.
Oh, they were called Simon and Adrian. Now...
Oh, you said you didn't know.
It really doesn't matter. The point is, there were these two servants.
He's making it up as he goes along.
No, I'm not. And he gave them some... No, wait a minute. Were there three?
Oh, three. He's terrible.
No, there were three. There were...
Two and three.
Oh,
Convinced by a lobster that Brian is the Messiah, a large crowd pursues him outside the city, where, in the hole of a lone hermit...
Oh. What?
I missed a bit out there. I think you should
no,
have...
No, to the hole of to a, the a hole lone
of,
hermit.
Of a lone hermit, shouldn't it?
I think that's fine, isn't it, Andre?
Hey! Is there another way down? Is there another path down to the river? Oh, my foot! Oh! Oh, damn!
I'm sorry!
Oh, damn and blast it!
I'm sorry!
And you shmee. 18 years of total silence, and you shmee.
What?
I've kept my vow for 18 years. Not a single recognizable articulate sound has passed my lips.
See, could you be quiet for another 5 minutes?
Oh, it doesn't matter now. I'm not to enjoy myself. The time for the last 18 years, I wanted to shout and sing and scream my name out. Oh, I'm alive! Havana Gila!
I'm alive! Hello, Ben!
To escape from the crowd and goes home with Judith. Alone together at last, the two rush naked at each other and meet in a frenzy of darting tongues, grabbing...
Sorry, this bit's all cut. All these pages are out.
Is it?
Yes, just go from here, from early next morning.
Early next morning. Well, even this bit here.
Yes, no, all this is out.
Is it?
Yes, too far.
Yeah.
Early next morning.
Early next morning. What? Brian is interrupted by...
Mandy, his mother.
Brian is interrupted by Mandy, his mother.
Knocking at the door.
Knocking at the door.
Yes. Could you just do that without me saying it as
well? Oh, I see.
Yes.
Early next morning, Brian is interrupted by Mandy, his mother, knocking at the door.
I think we can use that.
Hello, Mother.
Don't you!
Hello, Mother, me!
What are all those people doing out there?
Well, I'll...
Come on, what have you been up to, my lad?
I think they must have popped by for something.
Popped by? Swarmed by, more like! There's a multitude! you out there?
They started following me yesterday.
Well, they can stop following you right now. Now, stop following my son. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
The man is out!
Is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, could you do that one just once more? Make it a bit lighter, please.
What?
A little bit lighter.
Lighter?
Yes.
Silly, sort of.
No. just lighter, okay?
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, I think that had many things going for it. Do you think heavier is
right.
The keynote?
You'd rather go back to the heavier.
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Very good. Lunch, everybody.
Hail Caesar! Hail! The crowd outside are getting a bit restless, sir. Permission to disperse them, please?
Disperse them? But I haven't addressed them yet.
No, sir, but...
Mad dress is one of the high points of the Passover. My friend Biggus Dickus has come all the way from Rome just to hear it.
Hail Caesar! Hail Caesar! Are you not thinking of giving it a miss this year, then, sir?
Give it a miss?
Well, it's just that they're in a rather funny mood today, sir.
Really, Centurion? I'm surprised to hear a man like you rattled by a rabble of rowdy rebels.
A bit fundraiser.
Take him away. A Roman! Are you proving honesty and crucifying him well?
I really wouldn't, sir.
Out of the way, Centurion.
Let me come with you, Pontius. I may be of some assistance if there is a sudden crisis.
Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next. Crucifixion?
No, freedom.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Freedom for me. They said I hadn't done anything so I could go free and live on an island somewhere.
Oh. Oh, that's jolly good. Well, off you go then.
Nah, man, he's putting your leg. It's crucifixion, really.
Oh, I see. Very good, very good.
Well, out of the door.
Yeah, another way. Out the door. One cross each. Line on the left.
Thank you.
Rome is your friend. To prove our friendship, it is customary at this time to release a wanderer from our prison. Whom would you have me release?
Release Roger!
Yes! I shall release Roger!
We don't have a Roger, sir.
What?
We don't have anyone all that name, sir.
Ah. We have no Roger.
But what about Waterwick, man?
Yeah!
Centurion, why do they titter, sir?
Just some Jewish jokes, sir.
Are they wagging me?
Oh, no, sir.
Very well. I shall release Roderick.
Sir, we don't have a Roderick either.
No Roger, no Roderick.
Sorry, sir.
Who is this Roderick to whom you refer?
He's your brother.
And your wife.
Sounds a notorious criminal.
We haven't got him, sir.
Do we have anyone in our prisons at all?
Oh, yes, sir. We got a Samson, sir.
Samson?
Samson, the Sadducee strangler, sir. Silas, the Syrian assassin. Several seditious scribes from Caesarea. 67...
Let me speak to them, Pontius. Good idea, because... Speak to them! We have a Samson, the Sadducee strangler. Silas, the Assyrian assassin.
Next. Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Jailer?
Excuse me, there's been some sort of mistake.
Just a moment, Richard. Jailer, how many have come through?
What?
How many have come through?
What?
You'll have to speak up a bit, sir. He's a pouser. How many have come through?
Oh, dear.
I make it 96, sir.
It's such a senseless waste of human life, isn't it?
No, sir. No, not with these bastards, sir. Crucifixion's too good for them, sir.
I don't think you'd say it's too good for them. It's very nasty.
Oh, it's not. Nasty or something. I just fall up, sir.
Hmm? Now, crucifixion.
Is there someone I can speak to?
Well, I know what did it if you want it.
What?
Don't worry about it. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Right, sir.
Well, how did he get the job?
Bloody pilot pecks up.
All right. I'll give you one more chance. This time I want to hear new Rubens. No Reginalds. No Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. No Panther Traitors.
Oh, we shall release no one.
We need Brian.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Very well, that's it.
So, we have got a Brian, sir. What? Are you just sent him for crucifixion, sir?
Wait. We do have a Brian.
Oh, come on, let's leave him straight away.
Yes, sir.
Very well. I shall release Brian.
See, that's about what you're up. You've been rescued, then, are you?
It's a bit late for that now, isn't it?
Oh, now, we've got a couple of days up here. Plenty of time. Lots of people get rescued.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. My brother usually rescues me. If he can keep off the tail for more than 20 minutes.
Huh?
Randy, little bugger. Let him down like the Assyrian Empire. Hello. Your family arrived, then?
Rich!
Hello, Sipping Brian.
Thank God you've come, Rich.
Yes, well, I think I should point out first, Brian, in all fairness, that we are not, in fact, the rescue committee. However, I have been asked to read the following prepared statement on behalf of the movement. We, the People's Front of Judea, brackets, officials, in brackets, do hereby convey our sincere fraternal and sisterly greetings to you, Brian, on this, the occasion of your martyrdom.
What?
Your death will stand as a landmark in the continuing struggle to liberate the parent land from the hands of the Roman imperialist aggressors, excluding those concerned with drainage, medicine, roads, housing, education, viniculture, and any other Romans contributing to the welfare of Jews of both sexes and hermaphrodites. Signed, on behalf of the PFJ, etc. And I'd just like to add on a personal note my own admiration for what you're doing for us, Brian, and what must be, after all, for you, a very difficult time.
Ridge.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
And so say all of...
You bastards! You bastards!
Where is Brian of Nazareth?
You bastards!
I have an order for his release.
You stupid bastards!
I'm Brian of Nazareth.
What?
Yeah, I'm Brian of Nazareth. Take him down.
I'm Brian of Nazareth.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian, and so's my wife.
Right, take him away and release him.
No, I'm only joking. I'm not really Brian.
No, I'm not Brian. Oh, no, it's a joke. I'm only pulling your leg. It's a joke. I'm not him. I'm just having you on.
Put me back! Bloody Romans can't take a joke!
Oh, there you are! I might have known it would end up like this. To think of all the love and affection I've wasted on you. Well, if that's how you treat your poor old mother in the autumn years of her life, all I can say is, go ahead, be crucified. See if I care. I might have known it would end up like this.
Mom!
All young people in prison nowadays, I don't know what the world's come to.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep 'em laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, boy, cheer up. Records available in the foyer. Someone's got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back. Thank you very much for coming along. Thank you very much for coming along. I think the voiceovers have helped the record enormously.
That's it, is it? I mean, that really is it?
Yes, thanks. That's all we need, thanks.
Okay. You don't want the song, so.
No, the song is a bit de trop, I think. We have plenty of songs on the album anyway, so as it happens. Is,
Who?
£30, all right?
Hi, this is Billy Cobham, and you're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook.
That's what you said.
Can I help you?
I'd like a snack, about 3 hamburgers.
How would you like them?
I want them raw.
Honest?
With a thick slice of onion and some pickle-illy.
Yes, sir.
Hold on! Then I want me some ham and eggs and some potato salad and a piece of pie. Don't care what kind it is, so long as it has that meringue on top of it.
We have lemon and chocolate.
Mmm, I'll have them both.
Both?
Yep, and a quart of milk.
Is that all?
Nope. I'd like me some potato chips. And then what kind of cake do you have?
Devil's food, angel, coconut pineapple surprise.
His name is Bo. He likes food. To find out what else he likes, bring a friend to see a performance of Bus Stop at the Fine Arts Center, Theater 2, playing October 13th through the 16th and the 20th through the 23rd, Wednesday through Saturday nights. It's a Stony Brook University Theater production.